In this demo, Peter Myers is going to introduce us to the query language used by SQL Server 2008 R2 analysis services called MDX, or multi-dimensional expressions. MDX enables very powerful analytic queries and calculations against SQL Server analysis services cube data.
In this demonstration, we're going to explore some MDX queries against the Internet Sales Cube that's been developed in previous demonstrations. So just to explore and introduce you to this cube, in our measures, we have some Internet Sales measures for order quantity, sales amount, total product cost. We have a customer dimension that consists of a customer's hierarchy that allows users to navigate from country to state to city to customer. We have a date calendar hierarchy, and in the product dimension, we have a color hierarchy and a products hierarchy that allows navigation from category to subcategory and product. So the very first query that I'll execute couldn't be simpler, and that's simply select from the cube that returns this individual cell. 60,398 is what it returns. It's not really clear what it represents. The fact is, it represents the default of all hierarchy members that interact with the cube. So let's just suggest that's probably not the best query to write. We're going to explore by extending the query design by requesting an explicit member, the sales amount measure, on the columns axis. When I execute this, we get back 29 million, and this time it's clear that that represents a sales amount. In this next query example, we introduce a set of explicit members. So in addition to the sales amount measure, I have the total product cost. And so the requirement here is, if there's more than one explicit member, you must contain the set within braces. The next query extends the last query by introducing a dynamic function on the rows. So in addition to the explicit set on the columns axis, I'm requesting from the product dimension and its products hierarchy all members on the rows. So note that we get to see sales amount, total product cost, and here's all of the members of that hierarchy, the all member, the bikes category, mountain bike subcategory, and then the individual mountain bike products. Now, if we explore that query result, we'll note there's lots of missing values here, simply because we didn't sell every product through the Internet Sales Program. So it's quite a common requirement to precede your AXE with the non-empty keywords here. And what that requests is that if there are any rows in this case that are completely empty, they'll be eliminated from the query result. So now I scroll down, and we note the absence of any completely null rows. The next query, this time on the rows axis, we're requesting the non-empty members from the product dimension, products hierarchy, and the product level of that hierarchy. And so this time you'll note the absence of the all member, the bikes member, the mountain bikes member, and so on. We have all products only on the rows. The next query introduces the where clause and the tuple here that is requesting the same query, but this time we have a tuple here that's requesting the 2006 calendar year member from the calendar hierarchy and the black member from the color hierarchy of the product dimension. So the result that we see here represents the sales amount and total product cost of all products for 2006 that are black. This query here modifies the rows axis to include a cross-join of two sets. So from the customer dimension, customer's hierarchy, country level, obtain all of the members. The cross-join operator here is then saying cross-join that set with all of the members found on the product dimension's products hierarchy at the category level. And so now we see in the result we have Australia bikes, Australia clothing, Australia accessories, and so on. The next query takes that very set and uses the filters function. So the filter function takes a set, which in this case happens to be the same set used in the previous query, and then uses a filter expression to say, eliminate any members where its sales amount is less than or equal to 100,000. So if I look at the messages here, we'll see that the previous result brought back 19 rows, and this is a message that Management Studio returns to me. And then here, when I re-execute, and a quick look at the results, we shouldn't see anything that has less than $100,000 worth of sales, and we can see that 11 rows was returned this time. We take this one step further, we can take the output of the filter function that returns a set, and we can pass that into the order function, which also requires a set, and I'll request that it orders them by sales amount and in descending order. And sure enough, here we see the same set but sequenced in descending order of sales amount. Now, when it comes to including expressions into your queries, this is very dissimilar from relational query writing, whereby you can define in the select clause an expression and alias as a column. The requirement here with MDX is that you must introduce a member. We'll call this a calculated member. In this case, it's going to be called profit, and it lives on the measures dimension. And its expression is to take the sales amount and subtract the total product cost. And then we can introduce in the select clause that member. So we'll note that it's been added into the set here on my columns. And it's also being used by the order function to order in descending order of profit. And there we see it. Profit's been included, and in descending order of profit, we get to see the combination of country and product category. And so the last query I'll demonstrate extends the last query that I executed, but also adds a set. And so this set that is named top 10 products by profit uses this set function. Essentially, using the top count function, it assesses all of the product members from my products hierarchy, requests the 10 top according to profitability. And so my columns axis hasn't changed, it's simply requesting a set of those three measures, but on the rows I can reference the set that was defined here at the preamble of my query. And I'm using a where clause here to filter and say, just give me the top 10 products by profit for the year 2006. And there's the result.